Bible says in Leviticus 25 and verse number 10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. I'd like to welcome Noah Greer this morning, our chief engineer here. How are you today, Noah?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. We want to welcome all our listeners we have today on AM 1450 WATA right here in Boone, and also those who listen in on AM 690 WZAP in Bristol, Virginia.
We do appreciate all of our listeners, and we'd love to hear from you. We have our contact information at the end of the radio broadcast. Also, we have a email address, blessingsofliberty@charter.net, and we'd love to hear from you. We hear a lot of by mouth when I go places and preach, and I was down at Mount Ephraim last week, and there was a lot of folks that came up and said that they heard us on the radio broadcast, and we'd like to say a special hello to them this morning. And then always out in the community and other places, we hear people say they hear us on the radio broadcast, and so we appreciate that, and I hope you will pray for us. And I appreciate Noah and all the work he does. He really does a lot on the radio broadcast, not only this, but also our other radio broadcast, the Old Paths broadcast that we have specifically on WZAP. But I was thinking about when I first started on radio, it was not been that long ago, but it's been several years ago now, probably 1994, 1995, the first radio broadcast I ever did, I did on a reel-to-reel. And even here on the radio, in the radio station this morning, there's an old reel-to-reel machine right over there behind Noah, and I see it is falling out of disuse and makes a pretty good shelf now. But that's how I did my first radio broadcast, and I would do five of those. I had a machine like that, big old machine, hard to move around or anything. Had a microphone. I'd make the radio broadcast and take them over to the radio station in Blowing Rock. There was a Christian radio station. I think it was 1510. I don't know if that's exactly where it was. But anyway, did that for a while. And then we used cassettes. We'd duplicate, mail those out. And then I had about a four-year break when I was not on the radio. And then when I came back, now it's all computerized. And it's MP3, and we email a lot of it. Some of it, they get off the, I don't even understand. So I'm thanking the Lord for Noah this morning. He's a great help to me. I appreciate that so much. And him being able to mesh that all together, mix it all together, make it sound good and all that kind of stuff. I really do appreciate it. Let me make an announcement this morning before I go any further. This Saturday night, May the 21st at 6 p.m., at Westside Baptist Church, Brother David Ward, he's the pastor over at Westside. He's on faithfully every Sunday morning here on WATA. And Pastor David, they have every month, they have a youth meeting. And the youth meeting is this Saturday night, May the 21st at 6 p.m. You are invited to come out, bring your young people. If you'd like more information, you can call us. I'm going to give you the church phone number at Mount Lebanon. I can give you directions, tell you how to get there, 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Come out, bring your young people. We've always been having a good time. I think maybe a couple years now they've been doing this, and it's really good. It's good fellowship. Our young people are going to sing Saturday night. I'm going to be doing the preaching, The Lord has begin to lay a message on my heart. I'm excited about it. And so remember that this Saturday night. Come out and be with us if you can. We're studying here on the blessings of liberty, the founding principles which made our nation great. Been going through this now since the month of January, taking the founding principles out of the book, The 5,000-Year Leap, Principles of Freedom 101, taking them one by one. If you're a new listener, this is what we have been doing now for 5 months, more than 5 months. We've been taking these founding principles, and I've heard all my life America is a Christian nation. We're based upon Christian principles. So I began to ask myself when I read this book, I thought, you know what, if we are really a Christian nation, we ought to be able to take the Bible, and these ought to be scriptural principles. And we have studied now 18 of these principles, and they are scriptural principles that our nation is based upon. We give most weeks, not every week, but we give a scriptural principle, we give a historical incident, we give a present day application, and we try to take the Bible and apply it and show where our nation was founded upon these principles. This is why it's worth keeping. This is why it's worth fighting for. This is why it's great to be an American. This is why the Lord has blessed our nation so abundantly down through the years, over 220 years now. And we thank the Lord for our nation. So we're studying these founding principles which made our nation great. I receive a publication from the Hillsdale College. This college is located, Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. And I've received this publication now for several years. I think I first became aware of it. I think they had a little ad in a NRA magazine where you could write and they would send you a monthly publication. But it's an intellectual lecture that they do once a month, and they print it and they send it out. And it's the publication is called Imprimis, and this is the one I received for the month of April. And I wanted to share just a little bit out of it. There is this gentleman that made this lecture, gave this lecture. He is the current Attorney General for the state of Virginia. His name, you'll have to forgive me if I get it wrong, it's Ken, I would pronounce it Cuccinelli, Cuccinelli. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it or not, but he is the current Attorney General for the state of Virginia, and he gave a lecture called Reasserting Federalism in Defense of Liberty. And I wanted to just read the first paragraph out of it. It's a great article. I don't have time to share all of it today. It is available online at hillsdale.edu. But anyway, the current Attorney General for the state of Virginia. He begins his lecture and he says this: "Some favorite Virginians of mine who inspired and crafted our federal constitution, Madison, Jefferson, and Henry, also drafted the Constitution of Virginia. And in the latter, they included a critical statement that said," this is what I want to share with you this morning, the statement in the Virginia Constitution that says this: "No free government nor the blessings of liberty can be preserved but by frequent recurrence to fundamental principles." And as I read that, I thought, that's what we do. That's what I've been doing on the blessings of liberty over and over and over. We're going back, a frequent recurrence to the fundamental principles. But you know, as soon as I read that, blessings of liberty, you know, my radar went up, because I'm interested in that. I'm drawn to that, especially having the blessings of liberty radio broadcast. But I thought, how good, that is so good. I had to share that with you this morning. And that's part of our vision. That's part of my desire, that we would, and as I've said, you know, I've got another radio broadcast, the Old Paths broadcast, that we in America, that we in the churches, that we that are Christians would get back to the old paths. The Bible says in Jeremiah 6:16, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where's the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." But I thought that was so good. "No free government nor the blessings of liberty can be preserved but by frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. And so the things we're looking at here on the Blessings of Liberty, once upon a time, these truths, these principles were elementary. And what I mean by that, they were studied in elementary school. These were things that your average young American boy or girl, they were familiar with. They knew about the Constitution. They knew about our founding fathers. They studied American history in a very positive light, not a negative light, but a positive light. They knew about our history. They knew about the Declaration of Independence. They knew about what we studied about last week, the three branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial. I remember learning that in school growing up. They knew about our system of checks and balances. They knew about federalism, that is the rights of the individual states as opposed to the federal government. They knew about the balance of power throughout our country, the original 13 colonies, the struggle for independence. These things were taught in school. And the founders knew the importance of that. They knew that if we did not have a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles, if we did not stay rooted and grounded in the foundational principles of our government, they knew that it would be detrimental to the whole nation. I believe they're not the only ones that understand that. There are others that understand that and would hide from our young people and in the school systems that would hide these important things. And so there's a great struggle, and maybe in some respect there's always been a struggle for freedom and liberty and all of these things. But there is a great need to refresh ourselves in respect to the fundamental principles which made our nation great. Let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. Of course, most of you realize and understand that I pastor a church, Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. I'm the pastor at Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. I know what the Bible says about these things. Psalms chapter 11 and verse 3 says, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" We can ask ourselves the question today, what would happen to a church that ceased to use the Bible as her guide? What would happen in church if we just quit using the Bible? Quit preaching out of the Bible? Quit singing songs that are based out of the Bible? You know, we just sort of got away from that and modernized and, you know, sort of done what we thought was best and, you know, became real politically correct, didn't want to ever, you know, what if we got away from using the Bible? Well, the short answer to that would be that over time it would cease to be a church. It would become something else. It would become a social club. It would become, you know, many other things. I'm not trying to get all into that today, but if we cease to use the Bible, then over time we would cease to be a church. Now, if you were a member of that church and you never read the Bible either, it wouldn't bother you. It wouldn't be a concern, a care. It would never enter into your mind. You know, if you went to a church that never used the Bible and you never read the Bible, well, it wouldn't bother you a bit. But if you ever started to read the Bible and then you went to church and you said, hey, this is not what the Bible says we need to do. The Bible says this. We're doing this. That's totally opposite, you see. But if you never read the Bible, it wouldn't bother you. Now, let me bring that down a little bit further in the illustration. What if our country, what if as a constitutional republic, what if we cease to follow the Constitution, and the same thing would apply. After time, our country would cease to be what it once was. And I believe we're a long ways down that road today. You know, if you and I never read the Constitution, didn't know what it said, didn't know our history, didn't know about the Declaration of Independence, didn't know about the Revolutionary War, didn't know who Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Patrick Henry, you know, if we never knew anything about where we come from, it wouldn't bother us very much that as a nation we cease to be what we once were and we become something else. It wouldn't bother you that really we look more like Britain. than America, or that we have a lot of things that look like France or even Russia or even China, if you never read the Constitution, it wouldn't bother you. Anything that the government wanted to do or tried to do or said that we're going to do, it wouldn't bother you. You wouldn't think anything about it. The problem in our day and time, the source of contention in government today, I'm talking about right now today, is there is a great strife between those who want to get back to what the Constitution says and have a limited government and those that are have gotten totally away from the Constitution, and they want to go in a whole different direction. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit. Let me share with you the 18th principle that we're going to be looking at today. It goes like this. The unalienable rights of the people are most likely to be preserved if the principles of government are set forth in a written constitution. And this chapter in the 5,000-year leap, it goes back to the common law in England. And the common law in England and in Scotland, the Anglo-Saxon history there, for many centuries, they didn't even write down the common law because it was so common, everybody knew it. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. You don't covet your neighbor's, you don't take your neighbor's land. The common law, it was so common that everybody knew it. They seen no need to write it down. But when they were invaded from other nations, then they seen that much of that was lost, and it took centuries to get it back. And so the fact that our Constitution is written down, and we could make a long argument there for the Bible's written down. It's important. God didn't just tell somebody. He told them, I'm going to tell you this, and you write it down. And we could go many, many places in the Bible where it talked about the written word of God. But we're talking about a written constitution. Now, if you listen into the Blessings of Liberty, if you're a longtime listener, if you are a faithful listener, if you pay close attention to what we're talking about, you might think we've already covered this principle. And I even when I read it and began to study, I thought this is very close to the 13th principle that we looked at. The 13th principle said this, a constitution should be structured to permanently protect the people from the human frailties of their rulers. And I remember giving this quotation from Thomas Jefferson. He said, let no more be said of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. And I quoted Psalms 149. And also, we said that week, the quotation by Jefferson, I believe it was, that said, if men were angels, there'd be no need. There'd be no need to write it down. There'd be no need to bind man down with the chains of the Constitution. But I quoted Psalms 149, which deals in part with the subject of earthly rulers. And verse number 8 says, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. And I said, you know, where did he get that thought to bind them down with the chains of the Constitution? These men, they read the Bible. They studied the Bible. They knew what it said. And the language to me is so close there that I believe Mr. Jefferson more than likely got his idea of binding them down with the chains of the Constitution from the Word of God, from the Bible. But anyway, going on with what we're looking at today, the people will be more free if the Constitution is written down. And I was talking with Noah coming over here today. You know, we were talking about if the Constitution is written down, and it is, and that's great, that is necessary. But if we don't read it, if our rulers, if our leaders, if our congressmen, our senators, if our president just sort of cast it behind the door and it doesn't mean anything to them, and the people at large, if they don't read it and understand it, then it's no good by just the fact that it's fallen into disuse. And so that's where we're at today. But our United States Constitution, it was not put in place. It was not written down. It was not approved by the individual states to make a nice footnote in history. It is to be used. That is the purpose of it. That is the reason behind all the struggle, all the debate, all of the going back and forth and them meeting at the Constitutional Convention and not being able to get anything done. And then they begin to pray and get a chaplain to come in and every morning. All that great effort was for a reason. The reason for the Constitution being written down is very, very specific. And this is where the blessings of liberty comes from. It comes from the preamble to the Constitution, which says this, Constitution of the United States. It says, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." There is a very specific reason. There's a specific purpose. It begins, it says, "We the people," and it ends, "to ourselves and our posterity, for us and our children and our children's children's children." That's not there just to make a nice little quaint footnote in history. It's there for a reason. It is not to give the federal government unlimited power. That is not the reason for the Constitution. The Constitution was to bind men down with the chains of the Constitution. The very design of the government of the United States as set forth in the Constitution is to limit government. The 10th Amendment, which maybe I can find it here and read it for you and share it with you this morning, but the 10th Amendment just simply reverts everything back to the individual states or to the people that is not outlined in the Constitution. In other words, if the Constitution does not give the government the authority on anything, then it goes back to the states and it goes back to the people in those states. But what we see today is a huge overstepping of the bounds by the federal government. Here's the 10th Amendment. It took me just a moment to find it. It says, "The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people." So whatever's not mentioned in the Constitution goes back to the states, goes back to the people. We have a huge responsibility to know the limits of the Constitution. Somebody said this the other day, and I cannot remember where I read it, if I heard it, maybe on the news or in the newspaper. I just cannot remember where I heard this, but somebody asked the question. They said, "Where is the limit in limited government?" Because if you really think about it and look at the picture as it is today, it seems that there's no limit to the federal government. They're involved in everything that we do, every decision that we make, everything that affects you financially, where's the limit? Where's the limit in limited government? The answer to that is that it is in the Constitution. But the Constitution has been abandoned by the government itself, and the general population is ignorant of the Constitution and of how our government has been set up and of what's really going on in the world today. Now, on a bright note, there's a lot of people waking up to this, and I'm thankful for it. If I have, through this radio broadcast, a little part of that, I'm very thankful. But I'll tell you, if we don't wake up, my goodness, what's going to happen to us as a nation? But on a good note, I believe people are waking up little by little. People are seeing that our government has got out of the bank, sort of like the Mississippi River. And, you know, the Mississippi River is a blessing when it's in the banks, but when it's getting out of the banks like it has been and is doing, it's a wide path of destruction. And many people are seeing that our federal government getting out of the banks, getting out of control, getting too big, controlling too many areas of our lives, or trying to. I'm not by myself in this. For example, do you know today that over half of the states in the United States are suing the federal government in one way or the other because the federal government has overstepped its constitutional boundaries, and this is federalism in action. This is the states standing up and saying, you've gone too far, you have no right, you have no authority in this area, and so there are over half the states, I think the number is 28 different states are suing the federal government. Many of them are suing the government over the health care bill. They're saying the federal government does not have a constitutional right to make us buy health care. If they can make us buy health care, why can't they make us buy GM cars? Because they've invested a great deal and got into the automobile industry. How can they not? You know what? They are trying to make us have no choice in what light bulbs we put in our houses. These new light bulbs that if you break them, you know, they're toxic on the inside. They're trying to make us do that. You know what? I've got about two cases of the old light bulbs, and, you know, I'm going to use them. I don't like those new ones. But anyway, just stuff like that. Environmental concerns. States are suing the federal government over immigration. Arizona suing the federal government over immigration, and on and on and on we could go. So on a bright note, people are waking up. But on a dark note, something that I see happening in our country, and I'm just talking heart to heart, I'm being honest this morning, people like myself, I see more and more the things that I say, the mainstream media paints anybody, not just me. I'm little old nobody. Who am I? I'm nobody. But the mainstream media paints anybody that is a constitutionalist, a patriot, anybody that says the government's too big or questions the government in any way and says, you know, we'd like to see some pictures of this Bin Laden deal. You know, should we just take you at face value? You've sort of lied to us in the past. Anybody that questions is cast in a very bad light, cast as a domestic terrorist, a enemy of progress, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Last Sunday night on 60 Minutes, CBS did a segment on the sovereign citizen, and they had a few guests on there, and they lumped them all together. The terrorists, the Oklahoma City bombings, anybody that's a constitutionalist that says we need to get back or that maybe doesn't trust everything the government says, lumped them all together and put them under this light of being somebody that would go out and shoot policemen or bomb a building. I mean, painting them in a bad, bad light. Those things are not done by accident. That is a storm that is brewing. I'm not the only one that sees it. Time has got gone so quick this morning, I'm about half done with what I was going to share with you. We'll probably share some of these things next week. But, you know, on a positive note, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the most important question that I could ask you. This world's falling apart. We realize and understand that. But this is one of my favorite verses. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There's a place of peace, and it's in him. It's not in this world. But I thank you for listening in. We're going to give you the contact information. We'd love to hear from you. Email through the church website. Noah, you go ahead.
This has been Blessings of Liberty with Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. The church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can contact us through the church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's mtlebanonbc.org.
This has been Blessings of Liberty on AM 690 WZAP. Bristol, Virginia.